The spring turkey application deadline is February 15th. Upland game biologist RJ Gross tells us how to apply and goes over details of the season in this week's program. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. RJ, first of all, let's talk, how's this winter treating turkeys?
Yeah, it's going to be a long winter. You know, we've started, I think, in the middle of November, we got snow. You know, that's been a change since the last few winters. And, you know, we've had good temperatures so far. You know, that's what you really worry about, is those, you know, week two longs of negative temperatures. That's hard on everything, you know, not just turkeys. But, you know, it's been fairly warm now. Hopefully, you know, we can get that early thaw out, maybe end of February, early March. Like I said, turkeys, they're a little tougher. They can get through those winters better. But, you know, we're going to need that earlier spring.
Turkey licenses have been set for the April season.
Yep.
It's January. How does that play into?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, you kind of have to predict how the winter's going to go, you know, and we take that into account when we're doing these numbers. You know, it's been a long winter. There's probably going to be some loss. You know, you're not a fortune teller, but you know, you can take that into account. And we do have a surplus of turkeys, especially in western North Dakota. So, you know, with setting those tags, we kind of shifted them more to western North Dakota, so we can try, you know, get more people out, more opportunity. Obviously, the spring, that's not the population control, but still there's more turkeys out there. And they're taking a little bit away from the east just because the habitat is still declining and turkeys are not responding to anything.
How do licenses this year compared to last year?
We got 235 fewer licenses this year compared to last year. So it's a little over 7,400 licenses that are available.
And there's 22 turkey units?
Yep, 22 turkey units. And we still got one that's closed, you know, 21 down in the southwest. So just, you know, comes down to habitat. It's just not a lot of habitat there. We have been augmenting, transplanting turkeys down there, trying to get that going. I don't think it's too far away, but it's still going to be closed this year.
RJ, this spring turkey season is a lot different than the fall turkey season.
Yep.
How?
So the spring is recreation. You know, it's just getting out there for fun. There's not a big loss of population. You know, it's not population control like the fall. It's male or bearded turkey only. You technically could shoot a hen if it has a beard. That's opposed to the fall, where you can shoot a hen, either Jake, Tom, anything like that. And you know, in the spring, they're a lot more active. They're doing their breeding displays, the strutting, gobbling a lot more as compared to the fall. So you know, we say recreation because it is fun. I mean, if you've ever done it, it's cool to see, to hear everything.
People set up decoys and have calls. I mean, it's pretty.
Yeah, it is. You know, you get out there before light. You know, after you're scouting the turkeys, you know, you're gonna roost them. You know, right before daylight, they start sounding off, gobbling. You know, it's very loud. You know, you take a kid with that's never heard something like that. You know, you just see their smile. It's just great. And, you know, it's a good opportunity to take somebody new, you know, because a lot of times you'll be in a blind. You'll have a decoy out. So the focus is on the decoy, and you're in a blind. You know, you take those kids. Everyone knows kids. You got to have snacks, and they move around and talk and things like that, and you got a little bit of leeway. So you know, if you've never, and it doesn't have to be a kid, you know, even someone who's never gone before, you know, it's a great time to take somebody new.
It's their mating period.
Yep, it is. Yep, the spring is the mating period. So those toms, those big guys, they're going to be focused on the hens. They're always going to follow where the hens go, and that's, you know, if you do a couple hen calls and there's no hens around, that usually a tom's going to come flying into you.
You said it's a great time to take kids out. Explain the kids, if you're a child and you've never had a tag, explain that.
Yep, if you've never had a tag, 15 and under, you're guaranteed your first tag. And that one's not limited to a unit. It's statewide, so you can go anywhere throughout the state to harvest a turkey.
Any other changes for the spring turkey season?
Nope, not this year.
Okay, how can people who harvest a turkey help you guys manage?
Yep.
The population.
So when you draw a tag and you get your license, you'll get an envelope that comes with it. And with that, you'll take feather samples. And what we need is right along the breastplate, you know, a couple of those feathers. Pick them out. Don't try and get, you know, towards the armpit and stuff, because you really need them towards the middle. That's how we tell, you know, male and female. And then the outer wing tips, you'll cut, you know, 2-3 inches off of those. Stick those in those envelopes, write your information on there, and send that to me. Make sure you have the date harvested and the unit, or else, you know, we really don't know where it comes from and things like that. And we use that, you know, adult, juvenile, ratio, and then obviously male-female ratios.
How can somebody apply?
Yep, so you can apply on our website, fill in all information with your account, and do that by February 15th.
And season dates are when?
Yep, so it opens April 8th, and that runs through May 14th.
A lot of great information, RJ. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.